Last 25 years, or even 10 years, or perhaps even of 1 year, there's one undeniable fact that would emerge, namely, that all of life is so uncertain. It has been said that the only things we can be certain about in life are the uncertainties. Life itself is fragile, here today and gone tomorrow. The state of our health is subject to radical change, so often without much notice. And today the very existence of humankind is threatened. Even the weather seems more difficult to predict these days. And yet, in the very midst of all the uncertainties, we people have come together today as a people of living faith, a gift, the gift that gives meaning to our lives. We have come together in the Eucharist to affirm our absolute certainty that all of the trials and tribulations of life are somehow redemptive. All of them, big and small, have some kind of redeeming value. Redeeming value in ways that are known only to God. It means that neither suffering nor death itself will ever have the final word in our lives. It has been said that unless there is something within us that is over us, we shall succumb to that which is around us. But because the Christ Spirit is within us, it means the Christ Spirit is over us, and we have come together to rejoice in the certainty that we people, gifted with faith, we shall not succumb, but we shall overcome. By His wounds, you have been healed. By His wounds, we have all been healed. By your faith, in the redemptive healing power of the living God given to us in Jesus Christ, you are freed from the bondage of uncertainty and despair. This is your salvation, your healing. In today's gospel story, this healing power of our God in Jesus Christ is revealed in the little story of the man named Jairus, who is so deeply concerned about the uncertain future of his little daughter. When Jesus saw what had happened, he said to the distraught father, "Do not fear. Learn how to trust. Only believe." Now, as we reflect on that story in today's gospel, each one of us can see ourselves mirrored there. Much of those we know and love, their lives too, are mirrored in that little story. We and they can identify with the kind of pain and loneliness that father felt, the father who desperately needed help. And we can identify with the panic he must have had, the fear that his 12-year-old daughter was going to die. There's a football coach who tells his players at the beginning of each season, "If you really want to play this game, you must expect to get hit and get hurt. That is one of the great certainties of life. As long as you live, you can expect to get hit and to get hurt." But what the writers of the New Testament tell us is in the mysterious plan of God for our completion, for the fulfillment of our life. All of these hits, all of these hurts that come to us in our life, they all have a mysterious redemptive value. They all have meaning. Nothing in our life is ever lost. And God intends that as time goes on, we learn how to discover the true meaning of our lives in the midst of all of our joys and sorrows, both the ups and the downs of life. They all have redeeming value in Jesus Christ, by whose wounds we are healed. God himself identifies with all the uncertainties of our own personal human situation, whatever it is we find ourselves in today. Jesus came to heal the hurts of our humanity, not in some kind of superficial way, but in a way that is rooted in the certainty that our God, moment by moment, continues to pour out his healing love into our hearts, into our lives. When we pray, and particularly when we come to the Eucharist, we are healed. Our wounds, remember, are always united with his wounds, because we are one. And so our wounds become an acceptable sacrifice to the Father, a sacrifice of redemptive value. Nothing is lost. All that we do in Christ, through Christ, with Christ, is an offering to the Father, and it all has redemptive value. In our prayers, but especially in the Eucharist, we are healed. By our prayer, united with the prayer of Christ, we pray with Christ, through Christ, and in Christ, to the Father. That is what gives meaning to the prayers of our lives. And so they become an acceptable gift to the Father. Here in the Eucharist, above all, we are healed so that our pain and suffering, and sometimes our feeling of desolation, they are all joined to the pain and desolation of Christ on the cross as an acceptable sacrifice to the Father. That is the Passover mystery, passing from this life on to the next. So that all that happens every moment of the week, all we need do is have a few moments of reflection and prayer set aside each day to help us transform the rock piles of our lives into rock gardens. Even though the pain and desolation might remain, even though the rocks are still there, when seen in a garden, they always take on a new perspective. When we recognize that the moments of our days, be it joy or sorrow, they all have redemptive value because we are never alone. All that we do, each moment we live, is done in Christ, with Christ, and through Christ. And even in our lowest moments, the Lord whispers in our heart, "It is my strength that makes your weakness complete. In your weakness, my strength is made complete," the Lord said. This is the treasure we have, the treasure of faith that gives meaning to our life, revealed to us in the good news of Christ, the Holy Gospel. That's why Jesus said that he came that we people might have life and have it abundantly. The Father, who is the source of all life, has made the Son the source of life. And always remember, it is his Spirit that continually dwells in our heart. That is the treasure of our faith. But to go on experiencing this greatest of all the treasures of life, this indwelling Spirit of God in our heart, always remember that each day we must continue our journey inward. The longest journey of life is a journey inward into our heart. The gift of faith allows you, urges you, prompts you to make that journey, to seek out that treasure of faith within your heart, the indwelling Spirit of God, the treasure that each one of us carries about with us each moment of the day. It is always waiting to be rediscovered, to rediscover the treasure in our heart by moments of reflection and prayer. That treasure is never withdrawn. It is never taken away. It is never out of reach to those of us who continue to take this journey inward, in faith, to the meeting place of God at the center of our being. At the very center of our being, we meet God any time of any day. With that treasure, Jesus says, do not ever be afraid. Learn how to trust. Have faith. Do not be afraid. Go in peace. Go in freedom to make the inward journey and each day to rediscover the treasure of abundant life in Christ that you carry about with you. Go in the healing peace of Christ. Let us pray. Healed by the power of the Lord, let us offer our prayer in confidence, that the Church always may remain a sacrament of the Lord's healing power in this broken world, we pray to the Lord. That our world leaders may find a way to distribute the food of the world, that all people may eat, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord's healing love for us may deepen our love and compassion for one another, we pray to the Lord. For all who are poor, homeless, unemployed, that the Lord may see to their needs through us, we pray to the Lord. For all the intentions listed in the parish book of prayer intentions, and for our special intentions today.
For Father Don, at the end of his ministry here, the awful beginning, and that with a new energy and new strength, he may always receive joy and happiness here. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and compassionate God, through the person and teaching of your Son, we have come to know of your healing love. Now help us people, through our gathering here in prayer today in the Eucharist, that we may remain faithful to the heritage of grace we have received. This we ask through Christ, our risen Lord.
Please join us in singing number